Congressman Mike Rogers on the other end of our line. He is in town. He has endorsed Mitt Romney in his bid to be the next president for the United States. And the congressman's on the other end of our line. Congressman, how are you?
Tony, always good to hear your voice, sir.
And where are you this morning?
I am in Washington, D.C. We had votes yesterday and committee work yesterday. We're actually working on the budget for next year's intelligence community, somewhere in the neighborhood of $75 billion for our 16 intelligence agencies, trying to make sure we get every penny worth spent of put to good use.
Before we dive into that, we just had David Shepardson on from the Detroit News, and we were talking about how GM made a big profit, but they've avoided income tax, and he explained why from his perspective. You went against the grain because as a Republican, you supported the auto bailout, and naturally that probably was a pretty good idea because that's big business here in the state of Michigan.
Obviously it is a big part of who we are. The market, and the reason I got there is that the market for the loans to the company were just not there. And so, matter of fact, I argued for a couple of years prior to that Michigan may have been redlined by the financial services industry because we were so tied to automotive, which I thought was, A, wrong, and B, very short-sighted, and C, not very helpful to our recovery. So I thought it was a good idea. I mean, did I like everything the way it was done? No, but I thought it was important for us to make that investment in what is also part of our national security framework, and that's our ability to build things. Awful important.
Mitt Romney will be speaking at Lansing Community College this morning at 11 o'clock. I know you've endorsed Mitt. It seems to be an interesting endorsement because I would say, I'd venture to say that you disagree on some ways that he may govern the country.
Well, I don't know. Here's the most important thing. At the end of the day, I want people to get back to work. And people want to go back to work. And we need to do better about improving our lives. Only one in six Americans now think their children are going to be better off than they were. One in six. Why? I mean, gas prices have doubled in the last 3 years. Their median income has gone down by $4,000 per family. Food costs more. 23 million Americans out of work, and just in April alone, 340,000 of our fellow citizens just gave up from finding work in just April. It's been a disaster. And so my argument is, listen, I disagree with some things. I disagree a lot with President Obama. I disagreed with the Affordable Care Act where 84% of Americans' businesses said they are not going to hire anyone new until they can try to figure out the regulatory scheme in this complicated thing. So if you want to get people back to work, if you want an economy that actually starts to grow so we don't have to have a discussion every year about what we're cutting, then I think Mitt Romney is the president to do that. He showed he could do it in Massachusetts. He showed he could do it for the Olympics. And I think he'll do it for the country.
All right. Explain to me how Mitt Romney can help us with one problem, because Governor Snyder hasn't figured out an idea. I know it's something that you're working on. But, for example, there are 70,000 high-tech jobs available right now in the state of Michigan, but we don't have the workers who were trained to fill those positions. Now, it's either because of the high cost of the retraining, or it's finding the people who have given up. So what do we do to fill those high-paying, high-tech jobs, which obviously would create a lot of revenue?
Well, I mean, again, one of the things is that we have done such a great job of talking down the economy and talking about why the economy is bad that in Michigan over the years that people have decided that if they want to have work, they have to leave the state. So what we've got to do is get people reengaged in the success story that is Michigan. And I'll tell you why. When the governor cut taxes on small business, that made a tremendous difference. You talk to these small retailers along the street, they were struggling. They were struggling under a higher tax burden. And this governor came in and said, listen, if we're going to compete with all the rest of the states, we're going to have to be on the front end, not at the back end. And he did that. And so you're starting to see that turnaround. And now what we need to do is do that nationally so that we can get people who, the 340,000 in April who gave up looking for work, reintegrated back into the workforce. If people believe that there's a hope and for the future here, unemployment-wise, they're coming back.
All right, but Congressman, you're one of the smartest guys I know, one of the smartest guys I've talked to here. How do you do that? No one has a plan on how to get people back to work or how to get people retrained.
No,
how's that done?
I disagree with that. I think there is a plan, but it has to be holistic. So you have to make our corporations competitive again, right? They're not. We now have the world's highest corporate tax rate. Guess what? People don't have to build things in America anymore. They can do it anywhere they want. So we don't get the luxury of just saying, well, we don't really care what France is doing or Japan is doing. We have to care about what they're doing, and we have to be competitive to them. And so I happen to believe, and I know Mitt Romney believes, that you get there through a healthy competition, not regulatory burden, and not spending the next, 3 years talking bad about how businesses are bad and they're terrible, they're part of the problem, and we need to expand government programs and expand government employment.
All right, Congressman.
That's what's happened the last 3 years. And so I argue you fix this problem when we get back to what has worked for the last 230 some years in this country, and that is
right.
The most
robust I know you have to go and we have to go. I want to get you back on the program and we'll talk cybersecurity. Thanks so much, sir.
Love it. Thanks, Tony.